Alert, 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 listen up now.
Two Corner with Pitbull 0xE 05173.
We talk about decentralization and bank annihilation. Bitcoin, Litecoin, MyCoin, YourCoin, Blockchain, baby. Mondays at 1600 hours Eastern Studio A.
Understanding must arise during these times of unparalleled deceit. A view into the depths of society upon which this country has fallen. A storm brews upon the horizon. It's been said that those that have the eyes to see and the ears to hear will play a paramount role in the furthering of humanity and civilized society. But can civilized society and humanity survive the coming conflicts not seen since a dawn of time in ages bypassed? But you can find true forms of information and knowledge in abundance at revolution.radio, freedomsluts.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the globe. Stand upon the right side of history. Right side of history.
General Holder, you've got to get us out of here now! I won't let you down. I won't let you down, son.
Revolution.
Hello, hello. Welcome. This is Feather, and you're listening to Lovolution here on Revolution Radio, Studio A, Tuesdays between 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I want to do a little share here for you guys.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Special Agent Badge Number 0931 for the United States Illuminati Order.
The United States Illuminati Order.
You won't be able to find that on your national.
You're saying the Illuminati Order, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm currently stuck inside of the air conditioner unit on top of the Museum of Art. I was here trying to complete an operation. It went terribly wrong, and I've kind of got myself into a position that I can't get myself out of. And I need the rescue squad to come and get me out immediately, please. I'll need a harness and a rope that's at least probably about 45 to 50 feet.
Okay, well, we'll go ahead and get this over to you, Dr. Pai.
Thank you, family.
Thank you.
Yes, I don't know if that is for real. Someone made a animated cartoon to go along with that audio file. Supposedly, Special Agent Badge Number 0931 got stuck in a air conditioning unit on top of a museum in the process of doing a special operation and needed the police to come and get them out. Yes. So I want to play another thing for you guys here. Doing a little switch screening here. I'll be uploading some audio or some video files for you guys on Rumble.
Will take office
as the 19th President of the United States on March 4th under the restored republic. Let me explain. You believe you live in a nation called United States of America. This nation hasn't existed since 1871, when this country ceased to be a nation and became a corporation belonging to the City of London. Every time you see an American flag with a gold fringe and gold tilt attached to it, it represents the corporation, not the country.
Wow.
This is the reason you can never make progress financially. This is why the law always seems to be against the average citizen, while the rich and the elite literally get away with murder and worse things. If Biden, Harris, Pence, Pelosi, etc. are arrested for their crimes before January 20th, there will be no one to assume the presidency. Since Trump has not been certified as the presidential winner by Congress, he cannot remain president. If there is no president on January 20th, the corporation known as the United States of America will be dissolved.
What?
The military will then become the guardians of the nation during the transition. People will then have irrefutable proof. That the election was stolen by foreign entities and that Trump was chosen by a landslide. Trump then assumes the presidency as the 19th president of the United States. The last president elected before America became a corporation was Ulysses S. Grant, Republic restored. Now, I really don't know all the details involved in this. Just know the end goal has always been the destruction of the 1871 corporation and the return of America to the people of a constitutional republic. It was always intended to be. The next month and a half will be chaotic. Make sure you have plenty of water, food, your meds, anything else you need. Comply with the National Guard and United States Marine Corps. They took oath to the nation, not the corporation. The Act of 1871. Be vigilant. Pray. Your nation has returned to you. I just want to say I'm Canadian, and I could not be more proud of all of you and everything you're doing to literally save the world. You Americans, MAGA, you have shown everyone how to do it. You set an example and you lit the world on fire. You're salt of the earth, and I love you. God bless America.
That was a clip, just a little, you know, a little clip on Telegram that was shared. I thought it was kind of touching. I don't know if it's for real or not, but many people have, you know, different views on that and different variations of that. I've heard different things about the yellow tassel, that it's maritime law, or that it's we're under, you know, the military's in control right now. I've heard different things all about the yellow tassel. One thing is for sure, that there is a massive engagement happening right now with a lot of the corruption happening in the world that's connected to cartels and things like that. So I wanted to play this. I thought this was pretty important. This was a broadcast. I'm seeing literal gun warfare happening between cartel and gangs and military in Mexico. And I thought this was pretty important, this speech that Donald Trump gave.
Fentanyl, heroin, meth, and other lethal drugs are pouring across our wide open border, stealing hundreds of thousands of beautiful American lives. And it's happening like never before in our history. Children are being left without parents. Families are being ripped apart. Communities are being decimated. Our neighbors and fellow citizens are having their entire worlds destroyed. Destroyed like nobody thought possible. Our country is being poisoned from within by the drugs and by all of the other crime that's taking place. The drug cartels are waging war on America. and it's now time for America to wage war on the cartels. In this war, Joe Biden has sided against the United States and with the cartels. They are making more money than they've ever made before, times 10. There's never been anything like it. They're major, major companies. They're bigger than even some of our biggest companies. Biden's open border policies are a deadly betrayal of our nation. When I am president, it will be the policy of the United States to take down the cartels, just as we took down ISIS and the ISIS caliphate, and just as, unlike the situation we're in today, we had a very, very strong border, the strongest border, in fact, in the history of our country, and drugs were at a low of 45 years. There's been nothing like what we did just 2 years ago. We will show no mercy on the cartels. Every day, drug traffickers are using the waters of our region to ship their lethal poisons to America, killing so many of our people and ruining families. In addition to restoring strong border security, I will deploy all necessary military assets, including the U.S. Navy, to impose the full naval embargo on the cartels. I did that before, and it worked. What we did was incredible. We will guarantee that the waters of the Western Hemisphere are not used to traffic illicit drugs to our country. Furthermore, I will order the Department of Defense to make appropriate use of special forces, cyber warfare, and other overt and covert actions to inflict maximum damage on cartel leadership, infrastructure, and operations. I will designate the major cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. We will sever their access to global financial systems. I will also work to forge an unprecedented partnership with neighboring governments in our region, just like I did in Mexico. And remember, in Mexico alone, an estimated 100,000 civilians have been tragically murdered or gone missing at the hands of these cartels. The Mexican government, run by a very fine man, the president, is really working hard, but it's not working out. These cartels are vicious and they're violent, and they have Mexico for now stymied. But we have to help Mexico, and we have to stymie the cartels. Either we will get the full cooperation of other governments to stop this menace, or we will expose every bribe, every kickback, every payoff, and every bit of corruption that is allowing the cartels to preserve their brutal reign. And it is indeed brutal. Finally, as I have said before, I will ask Congress to pass legislation ensuring that drug smugglers and human traffickers receive the death penalty. The drug cartels and their allies in the Biden administration have the blood of countless millions on their hands. Millions and millions of families and people are being destroyed. When I'm back in the White House, the drug kingpins and vicious traffickers will never sleep soundly again. We did it once, and we did it better than anybody else. There's never been a better border than we had just 2 years ago. It was strong, it was powerful, and it was respected all over the world. And now we're laughed at all over the world. And we're not going to let that happen much longer. We have to take over. We have to be tough. We have to be smart. We have to be fair. But if we don't do something immediately, our country is gone.
All right, all right. That was a pretty powerful statement. I felt that came out, I guess, last week. Next week. It came out next week. I'm a little out of it. I had a flood, a crazy flood happened to me. A pipe burst in that freezing cold over the holidays, and literally the water went into the duct system. And so my entire home was like a steam room for a week, had no idea what was happening. The whole thing was just being completely damaged, and been dealing with that. So, yeah, it was that very powerful Equinox energy coming in that many people had all kinds of life-changing, crazy, strange events, or people leaving the planet, or all kinds of things with this this equinox that happened December 21st and affected me definitely, but I try to see the plus side in things and hopefully good things will come out of it and I'll make my place even better than before. But that's the first media broadcast I've seen something so straight on like military engagement happening with this war, this sort of covert war that's been happening for a while now, I suppose. I remember a few years ago, I was in New York City and thinking, wow, the world is doing pretty good. Everything's so pretty safe and running well. And I had no idea. If you just scratch the surface, all the crap and corruption that was going on, that's all coming out now. But, hopefully I think it's all a divine plan, not the plan that everybody talks about, but a divine plan, this photon light coming into the earth, upon the earth. I've spoken upon it many times. The light wave I saw encircle the earth a few years ago, this wave of green, purple light came upon the earth, and no one, nothing is exempt from it. So what to get into today? Some different things. I listened to a broadcast. I'm really liking Honey Be Me, HoneyBeMe, on Rumble. And she's a trance medium, clairvoyant. And she gets, downloads about things. And they were talking about the English language and how different words are meant to have negative frequency, have negative connotations, and we say them without thinking. And one example would be like good morning. Well, that's more in mourning, like someone died, right? Why would we say that? And so all these different words have different connotations. And if we start thinking about the things we're saying, that literally vibrations and colors and frequencies come out as we speak. And it is a spell casting, and that our sort of controllers, I guess, if you want to call them that, or orchestrators of humanity or steerers of humanity, organized it to where they made us believe that magic was not real and that this was real, but it's actually the opposite, that we're these quantum, multidimensional, cosmically connected to everything there is beings, and the other stuff they show us that's real, the superficiality, these things are actually not really real. They're fleeting. They're here today, gone tomorrow. They're not lasting. They're not infinite quantum. So I was going to share a little bit of that broadcast and wanted to share a little bit of Q for beginners, because so many people are starting to hear about Q, but they're hearing about it in ways that's half truths, a little bit about it. Oh, everybody's crazy who listens to it. So you know what? Let's actually get into a little bit of so people can understand what other people have been listening to. And sharing this information that started coming out. So let's listen to a little bit of, this is actually Praying Medic. He's on Rumble. He's been around forever. And this is a Cue for Beginners. Let's listen to a bit of this.
Hey there, friends. My name is Praying Medic, and this is my video introduction, Cue for Beginners. This video is for people who want to know a little bit more about the anonymous intelligence insider known as Q. For years, people claiming to be government employees with sensitive information have posted anonymously on the 4chan board, Politically Incorrect, also known as Poll. An anonymous person claiming to work for the FBI on the Hillary Clinton email investigation showed up on Poll, and for several days in July of 2016, they answered questions about the FBI's investigation. So this is one of their posts. I'm a person with intimate knowledge of the inner workings of the Clinton case. I will answer as many questions as I can without giving too much away. Users ask a lot of questions, including whether Hillary Clinton had obtained special access programs and kept them on her unsecured server. SAPs are among the most highly classified government documents. In most cases, sensitive compartmented information facility is required to access them. So this account, FBI Anon, said, all I can tell you about the SAPs is that Hillary Clinton, HRC, had them. She did not have proper authority to have any of them. They were leaked to her by someone, and she did sell them to overseas donors. Possessing them alone makes her guilty of treason. So this is the kind of information that government insiders post on 4chan. The problem with many so-called anonymous government insiders is that their claims seldom come to pass. They usually make a few sensational predictions that don't pan out, and then they're never heard from again. On October 28th, 2017, an anonymous person began posting on 4chan claiming to have inside information about Hillary Clinton. To date, that individual has posted nearly 5,000 messages on various internet message boards. The posts consist of text, links to articles, links to social media posts by celebrities and politicians, as well as videos and open source documents. This person would become known simply as Q. Many of Q's posts contain abbreviations, acronyms, and other forms of coded communications that must be deciphered. I've followed Q since the beginning. I've read every post multiple times, and I provide commentary on these posts.
All right. That's enough of that. I feel it's a bit boring for some reason. If you want to learn about those things, start doing your own research. To me, he's kind of putting it in it sounds a little boring. You know, it's more fun. Maybe when other people talk about it, I'm not sure. But I don't want to spend the show on that today. Just want to thank Revolution Radio for hosting Levolution here on freedomslips.com. Please support Revolution Radio, censor-free radio. Please donate, become a Patreon member, get some of our merchandise, support the other show hosts. Love Robert Morningstar. I've done a few shows with Robert Morningstar. And the infamous Scott McKay, Patriot Street Fighter, does have a show on Revolution Radio. And there are a lot of other great show hosts as well. So I like to share information that I feel is insightful and uplifting and helpful for people. My just speaking with a friend of mine in Los Angeles, and she had just done some acting scene where someone died and she had this feather. And the feather contained a message, and supposedly feathers contain a message from God to be given to people. And she said, what a beautiful name for your show, Feather. And I told her, you know, it's what they called me in a dream before. That was my name being called that in a dream. So I wanted to share, because a lot of people don't have any clue what's happening, what's going to happen. And I actually really liked this this clairvoyance transmission that she did on 2023 for the USA. Thought she was just lovely. So let's give this a listen. This is on YouTube, Tarot by Isabella, and it's predictions on the USA with many different subtitles. So I will upload this on the Rumble channel, the Levolution channel on Rumble, for those of you that do want to see a video broadcast. So here you go.
Hi, Isabella. I'm very happy to see you here, and I hope you all had a wonderful Christmas and a new year. Today's video will be a prediction video for the United States of America. And it will be a prediction video for 6 months ahead, approximately. So we can say from January to the beginning of July. And this video, I will do it with crystal ball, my tarot cards, my oracle cards, and some dice. But before we begin, I just want to thank you all for your wonderful support, for your wonderful comments, for your sharing, for your caring. And I'm sorry if I cannot answer all of your mails that you sent to me, but believe me, I have so much work upon me right now, but I will do my best to come back to you and answer it. And for those who want readings, I will come back to you. Just give me some more time, please, and when things settle down a little bit. But that was just a parenthesis. So let's start with this reading for the United States of America. And before we begin, I just want to give a short explanation for the new viewers here, how this readings with crystal works. And I'm going to use my quartz crystal ball. And quartz crystals are very good conductors of energy, and they catch the energy that is already there in the universe and transmit it to me, the receiver. And I can see the information as, receive the information, you can say, as something I see, I hear, I feel, smell, or I taste. And whatever comes to me, I will say it to you. And before we begin, I need to concentrate for a few moments on my crystal ball and ask the powers to be with us so we can get as good and accurate information as possible. So please give me a few moments and soon we will begin. My glasses on for a few moments and we begin here. This following 6 months that is coming, it will be a lot of unrest in the States. One state after another, people protesting, people are angry. Unfortunately, there will still be a lot of rise of the prices, food, of housing, of gasoline, of electricity, of everything. And it will be quite painful for many, and especially those who have a low income or even a middle class. Seems like everyone is struggling. A lot of information will come out through Elon Musk. It will be a scandal after scandal after scandal. And a lot of three letters agencies will, I will not say go down, but they will be very, very shaken up. And many explanations have to be done here. And unfortunately, also many traitors to the United States will be found. Not unfortunate, it's good that they are found, but unfortunately that they had been able to do what they had done during a long time. So a lot of cleanup work will be going on during this 6 months. many irregularities during the selections 2 years ago and also this year. No, last year. Will also be to the open. And a lot of the crimes against the Constitution will be revealed publicly. There will be a big change in the leadership in many different news stations. 3 big news stations will go down. Others will have the option of telling the news as they are or close down. And many news stations will choose to tell the news. A lot of dark secrets that have been going on with people on high positions will also be revealed. And those revelations will be so loud and so shocking that people, even if they are in coma, will wake up. There will be a lot of talk about some states who want to break free from the United States and be independent. I'm not sure if that will be a possibility during this 6 months, but definitely it will be discussed. During these 6 months, the leadership, the current leadership, the chair will be empty until someone who is suitable for that position can take it. A lot of suffering, I'm sorry to say it, for many people in the States still can continue a couple more months due to high prices, insecurity, turbulence of all kinds. And people are tired, they are very tired. But I also see true patriot to United States. They will keep on fighting to the bitter end. And they will not fight for vain because I see victory at the end. So this 6 months can be quite turbulent, but it will also be a lot of cleaning, you can say, operations to remove what is not good for the people and to install what is for the people.
Just want to say to my listeners, we do have a chat on revolution.radio, and you can come into our new chat there on the website, and we are in there chatting if you want to come in and speak with us. Some regulars there, and don't come in if you're a bot, because your bot will be botted out. So the chat is on, it's a new updated chat on revolution.radio. So back to Tarot by Isabella, very heart-based clairvoyant here.
could be different kinds of military groups in the United States. I see one group that definitely are for the people. They are planning and when to press the button or not. During this 6 months, wouldn't surprise me if that button is pressed, meaning they go to action and it will be some kind of a final cleaning or a shutdown of society, EAS or something like that. And many people were warned about this. They will have many visitors asking them for advice. I don't see nuclear war, even if many people in high position are pushing for that. I don't see it will occur. Could be some kind of explosions, yes. Could be some explosion in New York, but it's not nuclear. And who done it? It will be revealed. Could be some inside job. As I said, even people in coma will wake up during this 6 months. And a lot of truth about this will also come to the open within 6 months. Could be within 2-3 months. And that will spread as a wildfire all around the world. Because what happened?
She's talking about the shot. She made a gesture about the shot.
In the States affects every country around the world. The former president will be asked if he wants to have that position again. Some strange activities around Lake Michigan. I see rumbles, strange sounds, strange movements in the earth, strange signs on the sky. We should never forget we are not alone. There is interference from good extraterrestrials and evil ones. And the evil ones are cleaned out from a lot of places in the States. Area 51 still will not be open for the public to see and during this 6 months. But a lot of things, what is going on there, will be revealed. If you have nothing to hide, it doesn't have to be secret, does it? The house that is in the color of white, it will be used for a totally different purpose than it is today. And it will not have to do with politics.
Hmm.
Yeah, since we have, unfortunately, weather modification techniques used in many places on this planet, I see strange weather appear in the States on different places at the same time. Weather patterns that is not normal for the season and has almost not been seen before. It will be so obvious that even the people who doesn't believe in it will start believing in it. Corruption on the highest level will be revealed. During these 6 months, as I said, it could be difficult with the prices, but it will change. Something happens during these 6 months that overthrow the current economical system and could even be new banknotes with new pictures on them, new kind of currency that will come in use. A lot of swamp creatures will be caught and dealt with. And then the water can be clean again. Whistleblower after whistleblower, and also whistleblowers in the military, people on very high positions, even if they signed disclosure agreements, they're gonna take that risk and talk anyway, even if there is threat to their lives. And whatever happens in the States will affect United Kingdom a lot. It will be a ripple effect. The good thing, good people will gather, good people will help each other, will reorganize, and there will be in the darkest moments, it will be a lot of light from there. Charity, food wagons, a lot of things to help others. And the faith in humanity will return. A lot of secrets will be revealed, what had been going on behind closed doors. Good secrets and evil secrets. A lot of footages on very and not so nice situations will also be published, and it will be very clear evidence who did what with whom against whom. No doubt. And this kind of photos, they are not manipulated, they are real evidence. Well, let's continue to the cards and see what the cards have to say about United States for the 6 months ahead, 2023. United States of America, 6 months ahead. I see strongly here that some military collaboration with U.S. military, with Canadian military. And it's like the good guys sharing information with each other and helping each other in what is coming. Let's see what we got here. Here's again the man tied to a chair, salty moonlight bump. Yeah, it could be quite bumpy for the people in the States. So I would say be a little bit prepared that it could happen a lot of things in the 6 months. And a lot of people have felt course, this is the tide with the hands back and not be able to move forward. And this ties and will loosen up at the end of the 6 months. Even it will be bumpy, but sometimes a sweet lie doesn't help. It's better to face the truth than live in an illusion of lies. Things will calm down because I have Temperance, I have the Two of Wands here. So it will come more to a balance. So a lot of work to come there, but you will get there. And the United States will flourish again. We have the Empress, we have the card, Six of Wands, the victory. So even if it looks quite difficult at the moment, it will be a turn. So things will get better for many, 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 almost everyone. And people will have to learn to help and share and take care and stand there for each other. Still many companies, big companies, will crash. But even if, even if those big company crashes, new companies will come in their place. So new job opportunities. But these new companies will not have an evil agenda behind them. And it will be safe to travel again. I'm not sure if it's during this 6 months, but it could be a little bit later also, when new technology, old but new for us, will be released. Even those engines that goes on gasoline, with a sort of attachment to that engine, you don't need gasoline to drive your car. It could be something totally different and much cheaper. I don't know if it's water or whatever it is, but it doesn't have to be gasoline. And that everyone that have a normal car, not an electric car, with those electric cars are unfortunately extremely harmful to the environment, especially the batteries. If they don't find another way to to keep the electricity not in a battery of lithium that, that really kills the environment, child workers and so on. But other kind of way to storage electricity could also be possible, not like the normal batteries we have today. And with that, it will be easier for people to choose electric car that doesn't hurt the environment, or a normal engine, but maybe it doesn't drive on gasoline, but drives on something else, but still is very easy and very cheap to drive. A renaissance of Tesla Energy could also happen during these 6 months. I'm not sure if they're gonna start with it, but definitely it will be talked more about it, or even Tesla Towers could be seen growing on many places. Some kind modification system on the 5G towers. I'm not an engineer, I don't know so much about technical stuff, but I see some kind of change in those towers. Or they are taken down, or the change makes the towers not dangerous, you can say. Some change in power will happen during the 6 months. Good change. Change for the people. Okay, I'm going to take some last cards for the United States and see what we can find here. Remember, scandal after scandal, the one bigger than the other. So be prepared. Some last words for the United States. Getting to know each other. In the future, there will not be two parties. One right, blue and one red. No. I don't say dictatorship, but it could be like one party. Something like that. And I don't know exactly how they're going to work that out, but I don't see 20, 30 parties to choose from, but it's like every state chooses, and then it's only one party. So it will not be red, blue, it's something totally different that will come up. And people are getting very ill more and more after this. And what happened around that, what it was inside, those vials and so on, will also be revealed. And it will be painful to hear. during these 6 months also some kind of antidote or something that can help people to not get very ill after this could come to the open.
All right, all right. We're going to end it right there. A lot of this, you know, we kind of know, right? I mean, it doesn't take a psychic to sort of say this stuff. We really kind of already know it. But I did like some of the uplifting positive things. And I liked hearing that people would stand in their truth, even if they're threatened, even if it's dangerous. Because what's the other option? To live with tyranny? To live with tyranny and, you know, let your country go down for a buck or whatever. So I liked hearing that. And because those people that are military and people in those positions of leadership, I mean, that's their moral obligation, really. And from what I understand, this life is just a series of morality choices. So you either pass or you fail. And if you fail, you got to come do it again. And that this particular lifetime is worth, they say, like 10, 15 lifetimes, something like that. And then the people that don't pass the test this time, it's going to be a very long, drawn out next stage. So we're going to a short break here. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, your lives are becoming more difficult as the life force of your world is draining away. Have you noticed that as everything around you seems to decline, one thing still grows? It is the power of your rulers. None of their plans and directives have solved your problems or made your life better. The only result has been their increased control over you at the cost of your freedom. Do you know why? You gave them the power. They called for your sacrifice, and you thought it was noble. They said if you worked for yourself and your family, that you were selfish and uncaring, and they made you feel ashamed. They denounced the leaders of industry as greedy exploiters. You agreed. All evil needs to win is the consent of good people. To everyone within the range of my voice, you now have a choice to make. If you decide to support the notion of sacrifice enforced by the state, your game is up. Your world is in a downward spiral, and you will ride it down to destruction. But if you share the values, if you believe that your life is a sacred possession for you to make the most of, if you want to live by the judgment of your own mind, not edicts from the state, then follow our lead. Do not support your own oppressors. Stop letting the system exploit you. Form your own communities on the frontiers of your crumbling world. Your rulers hold you by your endurance to carry the burdens they impose, by your generosity when you hear cries of despair, and above all, by your innocence which cannot grasp the depths of their evil. The world you are living in is the world they wanted. Leave them to it. Those who are eager to build a better world, a world of freedom and opportunity, a world based on mutual respect, in that world you will not receive alms, nor pity, nor forgiveness of sins, but honor, respect, and justice. Don't let the fire go out spark by irreplaceable spark in confusion and despair. The world you desire can be won. It exists. It is real. It is possible. It is yours.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. It's your world. Take it.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio! Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of whose program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps. The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
All right. This is Feather, and we are back. I have my little cat sitting on my lap. She went crazy, like meowing, meowing, meowing. I'm like, oh my God, I'm trying to do my show. You're making me crazy. And then I was thinking about some other broadcasters where they're doing their show, and they're like Nino Rodriguez, right? His dog's barking, and he screams at his dog. I'm like, oh my God, that's so terrible. He's screaming at his dog. I hope he doesn't beat his dog, you know, right there on his show. It's like a whole thing now, this whole event with the dog. It's turned into, forget about the show. It's now about, oh my God, did he hit his poor dog or yell at it? And my cat just went crazy when I started doing the show, like, gotta get in my lap. And then of course she's cutting me with her nails, like screaming with her pawing. And, you know, maybe the animals, they hold such a pure vibration that they know when we're doing something kind of important and they want to be a part of it. Maybe their energy, you know, they want to hold a vibration there. Barbara Marciniak, they talk about the pet work, the pet internet, the pet net, something like that. Yeah. And then the Pleiadian pigeon network, how all the bird kingdom, they want everyone to know that they're very involved with what's going on. And I don't know if you guys heard about it right after they said that, but Biden had a pigeon poop on his head. So the animal kingdom wants to be acknowledged, I suppose, you know, and my little kitty would not go away until I put her right here on my lap. So she's sitting right here, little Belle. She's got her little X39 patch on her, the stem cell activation patches. She had a lot of health problems, actually. Had those fatty tumors on her belly that a lot of animals have now. And she was starting not to breathe well. Like she was getting suffocated around her lungs from them. And I started putting the LifeWave, the crystalline patches that reflect. They utilize your infrared light and they messenger the body to make the GHK copper peptide, and it makes stem cells and repairs DNA and genome repair, something like that. I did that for me anyway. I'm vaccine injured since 2010, and from MMR, it turned my life upside down. I had to go travel around the world looking for help because I was dying. I was really, really sick. And so I was always on the lookout for things that would help me with this very complex, multifaceted injury that has been horrific for me. And animals now, they had them too. My pets, they had a couple of vaccines. And who knows, you know, did that make them sick? I don't know. But the stem cell activation patches are working and they're cheap. If you want to try them out, it's one of the best things I've ever found. Stemcellactivation.net. You can go on startx39now.com, learn about it. It is its own eco community to where it doesn't sell through, you know, stores or anything. So the income goes to each person that sells it. It's a fabulous, brilliant, incredible community. So, you know, I wanted to get into a little more quantum conversation here, and nobody more quantum than handsome Ishmael Perez, right? Here he is with Tom Numbers doing a little broadcast about the House speakership. And I, for one, think it's, I mean, if we had so much corruption happening in our country and every single person in a political position out front and center's lives were endangered to be blackmailed, you know, kidnapped, murdered, God knows what, then how could any of them be safe? And the only way would be the military, if this truly is a situation. So that would mean that a lot of what we're watching is maybe not what we think we're watching, if this is the case. But anyway, I wanted to hear what Ishmael Perez says about it, him with his cosmic connections. I myself had a UFO come over my house in 1997, I think, August 19th. It was like this heavy duty, powerful alignment I kept hearing about. A wave of light was going to sweep upon the earth. And sure enough, a triangle thing came and hovered above my house. I thought I was losing my mind. I was terrified. In Laurel Canyon, Hollywood, right in the middle of Hollywood, up in Laurel Canyon off Wonderland, that famous place. I rented a room from this sweet older lady who owned this house with a big porch around it. And I dreamt of that house before I moved in a month before. And I dreamt of a ship coming and these tall blonde beings asking me to assist them on the planet. And they asked me if I would help Avriel. And I kind of forgot about it. And then that happened that night and I was terrified. I did not want to go outside. I was able to look up above the house because there was a bay window. So I was looking up over the house and it was like a triangle. I don't know if it was a triangle because I couldn't see the whole thing, right? I could see these white lights down one side. It was like a mirror. And it was going, and it had like a mist around it. And then it finally took off. Then I heard helicopters chasing it. So that was quite eventful. And then I went and saw a clairvoyant after that, kind of forgot about it. And they said, you just had your fifth visitation. I said, my fifth? When was my first? And they said, when I was seven, and they come when you sleep and they access you through the dream state. And I've had many dreams of being on ships and things like that. But you know, you think it's just a dream. You're like, was that just a dream? And I'd be really sick and have something happening to me, like really severe health issue because of what happened. And I would wake up and be cured. And in my dream, I would be like on a ship or on some kind of healing thing, table, and then I'd wake up and I'd be better. And I'm like, was that just a dream or was that for real? So, you know, when I sleep, I'm out. And so are most people, you know. So we don't really know. And now we're starting to see all these things about reality that we thought was so real is not really real. And all these other things are real. So, you know, nobody puts it out there more than Ishmael Perez. So let's see what he has to say about what's going on right now.
I'm just happy that, you know, the results weren't manipulated like they were a couple years back. But it's going to be good, you know. You know, something that I wanted to share is that the reason why it's been taking the alliance, let's just call them the alliance. You know, some people call them the white hats, but you know, you have to understand that this is a multi-dimensional operation. It's not just a physical thing that's going on in our realm, but it's also a non-physical thing going on in other dimensions. So we could say that the Y-hats are actually the third dimensional human representatives of, you know, the benevolent races out there that are fighting the same war we are, right, against tyranny and corruption throughout the galaxy. But the Alliance consists of not only members of our own military force through Space Force and White Hats, but it's also consists of members of other benevolent races that hail from different free solar systems that are assisting us in our own liberation. And so one of the reasons why it's been taking the Earth Alliance a long time to bring about disclosure, to bring about the dark side and the exposure of the dark side, my friend, is because the dark side plays really, really dirty. You know, I was informed that they had actually placed many weapons through what is known as electromagnetic pulses throughout different parts of the Earth. That if they were to be detonated, it would actually destroy 9/8 of the world population like that. And that would have been devastated for the Earthlings. So from what I understand, it was a strategic move by the Earth Alliance to first detect and discover where these weapons were. And then secondly, to neutralize these weapons. And based on the information that I got regarding the final checkmating of the Dark Hats, due to the fact that now the entire central banking system, as we know it, has been completely abolished as of the 1st. And so in an effort to keep that from happening, the Dark Hats were preparing to artificially generate some natural catastrophes on a level of what they call a type 5 category hurricane throughout the entire East Coast to wipe out all, you know, the East Coast, as well as in engineering through HAARP, of course, a massive tsunami here in the West Coast that was going to not only, you know, destroy Oregon, Washington, California, but I believe that this tsunami was originally intended to just sink all the way up to Colorado and Utah. So they were only going to leave the central part of the United States. And that would have been, you know, 9/11 on steroids if they would have succeeded. So luckily, the Earth Alliance was able to counteract that, my friend, in the last 2 weeks of December. So the last 2 weeks of December were very, very critical. Like I said, it was a matter of using strategic maneuvers in order to prevent that from happening. This, you know, what they call the raindrop atmospheric artificially engineered, you know, weapons. And at the same time, you know, it was a matter of time that allow them to detect where these other weapons that the Dark Hats had placed in different parts of the world. And now that they have found those and neutralized those, it's game over, brother. It's game over for the Cabal. That's it. The deep state is done everywhere. So as I mentioned before in other interviews, not only on your platform, but in other platforms, that everything's pointing to March and April, you know, the spring of this year, as far as like a huge, massive transition, you know, from the current political state and economic state to the collapse of the current political scenario with the rise of the new QFS and the Nacera-Gacera programs, you know, being initiated. I have a feeling that, this is the year that it's finally going to happen. And again, the reason it took forever is because of the fact that these Dark Hats play really dirty. And
all right, I just want to make a comment on that. You know, people commenting on Nacera, Jazera, all of that. And I was listening to a Derek Johnson video, and he is a disabled veteran, the one that speaks about the law of war manuals and the military manuals and that we are in a military operation. I suggest you check out his material, Derek Johnson, on Rumble, Rattle Trap 1776. He specifically said his loans, his debts were forgiven. And, you know, I haven't seen any of mine forgiven yet, really. But, you know, I didn't put my life on the line, like literally went and signed up and to defend this country. And nobody's gotten the shafted more than people that have been in the military. And my heart goes out to them. So God bless them that this is happening, that their debts are being forgiven and their loans are being forgiven. And I think that, I guess it happened while Trump was officially in office. And it's just a extraordinary thing to officially hear someone say it happened. It's happening. So, yeah, I'd love for a few of my debts to be forgiven if anybody's listening out there, because I'm doing my part, too, even though it's like out there. But anyway, OK, let's get back to out there, Ishmael.
They were, you know, in their eyes, it's like, all right, well, you know, if they're going to eliminate us, we might as well go down with a bang and just, you know, kill off 7/8 of the world population.
Well, that's great news that that's not going to happen. Where did you get your info on that and those things of the last 2 weeks? I mean, that sounds like a Superman movie almost.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking. Like, where did you get that information, Ishmael Perez? I mean, did the ship just come and land and they're like, okay, buddy, this is what's going on. Okay. We disabled this region, this region, this region. But, you know, so I'm interested to see what Tom Numbers is calling out Ishmael Perez on here. But there's something special about Ishmael Perez. Otherwise, I wouldn't play him.
You know, like kind of getting rid of the East Coast and the West Coast and just that narrow bandwidth in the middle. Where did you get that info from?
From the Galactic Alliance that I am associated with.
Okay, so that through like a kind of cosmic download discussion.
Yeah, it was a transmission that I received in the last week.
Okay, and that's exactly at that point when we say that is where the family tunes out. And they're like, yeah, uh-huh, okay. So, you know, it's that it's that mark, right at that mark where people are like, huh. So let's continue. Because, hey, I sure, why not, I say.
And, you know, to my, I guess, surprise, it was actually confirmed by other channelers. So that was kind of interesting that other contactees and other channelers are actually getting the same information. And, you know, they explain it differently, but that's kind of fascinating that it's being confirmed by other truthers.
Interesting. Who were some of those other truthers that you heard that were talking similar things?
Well, for example, Jason Shurka, you know, he didn't give details as far as I did, but he just said that, you know, TLS, that's his interpretation of the Earth Alliance, the light system. He calls it TLS. He said that, you know, many of the TLS members have been involved in the counteracting of some what would have been, you know, huge natural catastrophes or national catastrophes. And that's all he said. He just gave general things. But I went into detail as to what these natural catastrophes, you know, would have entailed. And I also heard that who else confirmed it? I can't think of anybody else, but he was one of them. And there was just one other person. I just can't think of that person's name, but they all agreed that, you know.
Okay. Jason Shurka. All right. I don't know about this Jason Shurka. We all have our views, right? This is my opinion that the light force, I guess that's what his thing is called, his special group. I guess, I don't know if they're California people, but to me, it's like, let's create a new form of entertainment media so out there, like real movies. Like, because Tom Numbers just said to me, I don't know, man, that sounds like a Superman movie. But, okay, all well and good. But then I know that Jason Shurka, he had on a woman named Black Widow. What? I mean, really? Like a comic book thing? And only these special people have the gift to save the world. Only these ones. You and I, forget it. We're just the peons. We're just, you know, whatever down here, the riffraff. They're the ones that are doing the cosmic, multidimensional work. All of us, no, we're not on the project. And I had a little bit of an issue with that myself. And why would you call yourself Black Widow? I mean, don't they they kill their mate? And it was just a bit too like a real life Marvel comic. Like, I just have an issue with it. So we'll listen to a little bit more. I don't know. He just rubs me the wrong way. Who knows? You know, whatever you believe, you can make real or can be real or true. True is what you believe, they say. But on the other hand, I just have an issue that it's only this special group of people. Not the rest of us. We're not doing anything. No, I know. I'm just blowing it out of proportion. It just irked me a little bit hearing that. And yeah. So, you know, when you put out this kind of content and talk about this stuff, I guess these little, you know, these things come up.
That the Dark Cats have been playing really dirty in the last year, because they know that they were hanging by a thread, that they know that their time was up. And, you know, and like I said, you know, in their mind is like, well, if we're going to be eliminated or taken out, we might as well go, you know, take out 3/4 of the world population. Uh-huh. And of course, that was a huge concern for the Earth Alliance and the Galactics that are overseeing, you know, the liberation of the Earth. So we also do have a lot of help from our local planet Venus. You know, the Venusians from planet Venus actually comprise 1/3 of the Earth Alliance. The other 3/4 is, you know, made out of is comprised from members from our Naval's secret interplanetary police force, Solar Warden. And then, of course, you know, the conglomeration of over 132 countries that have signed the petition for the new Commonwealth of Nations that is going to replace the globalist, you know, fascist one world government.
All right. So I truly believe there are definitely beings from other systems and places walking around, working with governments, working with world leaders, just here doing things. I definitely think that. Are they on YouTube? I don't know. But anyway, so, you know, that's all well and good as long as we keep it to productive things happening, right? So let's get into a little bit about the supermoon coming up here, Aquarius, January 21st, the supermoon in Aquarius. And let's let Pam Gregory share a little bit about the new earth energies that are just bringing down the old. And because this is sort of written in the stars, not he said, she said, galactic council, such and such said to such and such. All right. Not that I don't like those people. I do. I love listening to all that. I think something magnificent is happening upon earth. I do believe it. And maybe it's our future selves that are orchestrating all of this. You know, there's many different theories about all of this.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pam Gregory, astrologer. I'm going to be speaking to you today about the second half of January and the new supermoon that we have in Aquarius coming up on the 21st. Now, I'm filming this on the 4th, and just be aware that full moon in Cancer that I spoke about in my last video, that is exact on the 6th, is very much aspecting the chart for the US. So we may see a lot of activity and news coming out of the US during this period, and particularly because it's in the context of the Pluto return for the US as well. But I'm going to be talking here about the second half of January, which really starts to pick up in energy. The momentum really increases, and there's some very specific reasons for that, which I'll come on to. But again, just echoing what I was saying in themes for 2023, this is a watershed year. This really is a turning point for humanity, as I said, and by the end of 2023, we are going to be in a very different place to where we are right now at the beginning. We are going to see a lot of revelation and disclosure. We're going to see a lot of crumbling of the old order and potentially chaos at that 3D level, systems collapse. That is all part of the evolutionary plan. And that is repeated historically, particularly the movements of Pluto moving out at the end of Capricorn into Aquarius, which is where we are right now. Those patterns have repeated reliably, and it's very clear to see how they're playing out right now. But again, I'll get into more detail about that as we move through this video. So energy is stronger in the second half of January. I think I mentioned in the last video that we have Eris in Aries, sister of Mars, warrior goddess, moving stationary direct on the 11th, and the very next day, Mars himself moves stationary direct also in Gemini. So those, the few days around the 11th and 12th are going to be feisty days. They're both warrior energy in their different ways, both quite warlike, if you like. And particularly remember that Mars is technically out of bounds beyond the normal 23 degrees north or south of the ecliptic that we normally see for orbits of planets. And therefore, it tends to express in a more extreme and out of control way. And also the fact that Jupiter is moving through Aries, ruled by Mars, the sign of the warrior. We have quite a lot of aggressive assertive energy in the world right now. Now, this is brilliant for initiating projects, really driving things forward, but stay in peace. Stay in peace in your own personal world, because if all of us do that, that will diffuse any excessive aggressive energy in the world. It will certainly help to do that. We all have enormous power as individuals and the collective to change the trajectory of particular timelines that appear to be coming up. So just remember how powerful we are. We also have on the 14th of the month, we have 14th of January, we have the Sun square to Eris, and on the 18th, the Sun conjuncts Pluto. Now, the Sun comes to conjunct Pluto once a year, but it does very much, with Pluto being the planet of power, it very much raises issues around power, all kinds of power, governmental power, psychological power, financial power, personal power. How have you used your power in your life and in the world or not? Do you need to rebalance that? You need to become a little stronger in how you use your power. But remember, Pluto is always best expressed altruistically, for the good of all, not just for self. Then the transits tend to manifest much more positively. But so around about the 18th, we could see some power plays in the world, some assertions of power to raise that issue. On the 18th, we have Mercury moving direct at 8 of Capricorn, and on the 22nd of the month, just literally a few hours after the new supermoon I'm going to be sharing with you and talking about in this video, Uranus on the 22nd moves stationary direct at pretty much 15 degrees of Taurus. So a few days around the 22nd in particular, because this new supermoon is very, very powerful too, we could see Uranian expression in the world. And as you know, this is a kind of sudden bolts of lightning, discontinuous energy. This can be literal earthquakes, volcanoes. It can be political ones, financial ones. It can be shocking, sudden events. It's very linked to truth coming out, getting more clarity. So some or all of those manifestations may occur a few days to either side of the 22nd, and in particular because Uranus is the ruler of the new supermoon in Aquarius. It rules the sign of Aquarius. So rebellious behavior, it's the sign of the rebel, it's the sign of the maverick, it's the sign of the revolutionary, particularly if truth is being disclosed. People may have different views to that, and I think we'll see a lot of that round about the new supermoon as well. So all planets, as I say, are going to be moving direct from the 22nd, and this gives until early May. Pluto then starts to move retrograde in the first couple of days of May, but until then we have all of the planets moving direct, and that's fairly rare actually. So there's this sense of paciness, momentum, acceleration, particularly because Jupiter is in Aries. That's a very speedy sign, wants to get things done quickly. There's an impatience, come on, let's get the show on the road. So we are likely to see a pickup in the pace of events, because really for the last 3 years, it may have felt pretty stuck, pretty gridlocked. Saturn, Pluto through 2020 and 2021, lockdown. That was pretty tight control. Even with the Saturn Uranus square through 21 and 22, although there have been a great many uprisings, protest demonstrations across the world, nevertheless, there's been a feeling that things haven't really moved ahead as fast as we may wish. But that's going to change this year. It is going to be a pacey, very eventful year. So let me share with you the chart for the new supermoon. So here we go. As always, I set this for England, for London, because this is where I live. So ignore the clock face, ignore the houses in the chart, and simply look at where the planets fall and their aspects to each other. So this is a supermoon, which means that the moon is very close to the Earth in its orbit, and that increases the power of this new moon, the strength of the symbolism that we're going to be looking at. It also can suggest seismic activity because the moon's pull is greater, if you like, on the Earth because it's so close. This will be happening at 12:53 p.m. Pacific and 8:53 p.m. UK time. This is at 1 degree 32 minutes of Aquarius. Remember, sun and moon always come together at a new moon. This is the third new moon in a row of five at 1 degree of the sign that they are appearing in. So, you know, this is multi-layered. The number of layers in the astrological picture suggesting the new episode, and this is yet again another signal of a new beginning. So see where this falls in your chart, 132 of Aquarius. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you can download a free birth chart from my website, go to the link below, and you can get a two-part video series from my store to take you from zero to help you understand what every update I offer to you means for you in your life. You can kind of identify where these new moons, full moons, eclipses fall for you and what that means. So Aquarius is ruled by Uranus, and I've already said that Uranus is about to go stationary direct within hours of this new supermoon. It's just within 4 minutes of 15 degrees of Taurus. For astrologers, remember that 15 degrees of the fixed signs, because it's always 45 degrees from zero of the cardinals, is also on the world axis. Within a very tight 2-degree orb, by the way, very tight orb. But what that means is that whatever symbolism is prevailing here that I'm going to explain to you is more likely to be on the public stage in some way. We have first of all, we have five planets in fixed signs. We have four in Aquarius, which is a fixed sign, and we have Uranus in Taurus, fixed sign. Five planets in fixed signs. So there's a lot of determination here, but there's also a lot of fixity, intractability perhaps, or very much sticking to your very strong views on one side of the fence or the other of whatever issue. We also have five planets in air. We have four in Aquarius, which is air, and Mars in Gemini is air. So five in air. So five in fixed, five in air. So again, that suggests fixity of view, fixity of opinion. And those views may be coming out very strongly on social media because both signs, Gemini and Aquarius, are linked to social media. We have an out-of-sign conjunction here between Pluto and the Sun and Moon, the new moon. So even though we only have one planet in water, in a water sign, which is Neptune in Pisces, this, whenever we have Pluto conjunct the Moon in particular, or in hard aspect to the Moon, we have potentially a lot of emotional intensity, even if they're not in water signs themselves. So what is that emotional intensity likely to be about? Well, because Pluto's in really in the last couple of degrees of Capricorn, and Pluto has represented top-down control, top-down power, and all the things we're aware of in the last 3 years, whereas Aquarius is much more to do with freedom, truth, sovereignty, autonomy, the future, independence, etc.
All right, so there we have it again. The cosmic weather is supporting this awakening of planet Earth, and it's right there in the stars. So, you know, with all of us going through this literal poisoning of humanity, we're looking for cheap solutions. And for me, I found one in LifeWave, and I want to share with you. I love these broadcasts. They're very entertaining. People just at the end of their rope, and mysterious, strange illnesses and things coming and going and can't get better and not being able to work and losing income and having to pay all their savings and health care, you know, in emergency medical procedures and things is just devastating. And that stopped for me now that I'm on the these little patches, these stem cell activation patches. All my issues have pretty much cleared up, but I still have to do the work. You know, I literally couldn't eat certain foods because I would get so deathly ill for 10 years. And then I was so happy I could eat them all again that I kind of took two steps back and got a lot of inflammation, some body pain. So then I had to like, oh, okay, I guess I still got to do all the work and, you know, diet, exercise, yoga, nutrition, supplements, you know, still with doing LifeWave. So, you know, it's not a magic bullet. You still have to, you know, put the work in, but, and inflammation, it, squeezes out stem cells. So inflammation, it blocks stem cells. So you want to do everything to reduce your inflammation for really good results. But here's another just miracle story, of, mother and daughter. I guess the mother wanted to basically die, was so tired of being sick and in pain mentally, emotionally, physically. And, you know, I've been there. And so I want you guys to listen to this because this is totally for real. The only problem with LifeWave is people don't believe you that this is possible. And it is possible because I've done it. I've seen it for myself and my pets as well. And I have my whole family on it, actually. Luckily, they, even though I'm kind of crazy and out there, they do sort of listen to me. I leave out the Galactic, when the Galactic Federation gave me the download sentence, I leave that out. Although my father, I could say that'd be no problem. My mother, no. I have thrown in there a few times. Oh yeah, UFO came over my house. So, you know, I think she kind of just pretends she doesn't hear me or acts like she doesn't hear that sentence. All right, so here we go. This is from YouTube. And you can go on startx39now.com if you want to learn about it. You can email me quantumliving777@gmail.com. You can also send me a message for the show, lovolutionrevolution@gmail.com. And yeah, so here we go.
Pleasure to meet you, Mom. And please remind us what your mama's name is.
My mom's name is Hilda, but she doesn't speak English, unfortunately.
So I would do
the translation, and I know exactly her story, so.
cannot wait here. So with that, Anna, I'm going to let you just take the floor. If you would just please just tell us a little bit about you, what your age is, what your mama's age is, and what was going on prior to patching and what miraculous things have happened since then. You've got the floor.
Okay, thank you. So my name is Anna Stelmach. I'm eating psychology coach and breath worker. And I've been for many years personally depressed. Corona make it really worse. And my mom also got very depressed through Corona. And we start with my mom because half year ago she phoned me and said she is in so much pain she doesn't want to live. And she put the phone down and I was crying. I didn't know what to do. And she is 79 years old. And she has condition like asthma. She has only 25% of her gland, hormonal gland. I forgot the name now in English.
Her thyroid?
Yes, yes, thank you. And she has fibromyalgia, rosacea, high blood pressure. She has post-traumatic stress syndrome because she was born in a war and she became orphan. Her mom died. And she had so many, so much pain. Also Lyme disease she has, which come and go, so doctors can't detect. And she used to have also this measles.
Okay.
So she had really so much pain, and also being on medication, the side effects of all those medication was dragging her down. And I will join now to my story, because as breath worker, I've been working with multiple groups like lymphedema, and I couldn't help many people because they had similar condition like my mom. And with all the knowledge they could do, they were going a little bit up, but then something came up and then they were drowning again. And so how my mom described this before, she couldn't really get better because she was getting very easy much worse. So one step forward with good intention, good health, good exercise, good nutrition, and then something happened and she was down again. And then after the night when she called me, she want to die because she's in too much constant pain and don't want to go to hospital. I received next day email message from Barbara, who also I joined after her, and she recommended me to do the patches. She just wrote, you know, this is fantastic. It's healing without any side effects. Just give a go and it will go along with all the good things you're already doing. And of course, I was very devastated from the last night. I went online, we're researching all night in all languages, German, English, and I found everywhere similar things. Okay, a few doubts. But I ordered for, I think, for 500 euro straight away via express to my mom. I phoned her. I said, please try this. I hope this is going to help. This is only hope. This is the future. Please, please. And she said, okay, I have nothing to lose. I will try. And after 2 days, she already phoned me and said she slept first night without waking up, and she really rested. And then every day it started to get better. She got energy. She started to clean her house. She started to mourn again. And I was so happy because her first message was not saying how much pain she has. She was mourning that this is wrong and that is wrong and all the news are wrong. And I said, great, great, she's mourning, getting angry. Anger is takes lots of energy. We're getting results. So I was really like, wow, something happening. And then I start to research more, and I realized there are similarities, and she is in the first group having good results. And I was bombarding the forum with everything, what to do, what to do. I know Wendy know me because I was like, hello, and again I have a question. And was no end of questions. And so more and more she started to have more energy. And she wrote actually here for me what happened. So I don't miss anything. We started with X39 for 3 weeks only. And later I added to her glutathione and carnosine because I want her to get used to patching every day one patch. And she was before very responsible person, accountant for some company. So she put her watch on this time, and now I take my medicine and my patches, and before I go sleep, I take off this and my medicine. So works really well. And then she started to tell me, like, I sleep better. And the first week, are you looking now at the page? First week, she was sleeping 10 hours every night. And also in the afternoon, she was feeling like hit by train, where she had to go lie down and sleep for 1-2 hours or more. And then things start to improve again.
I just want to say that that's what happened to me when I started on the patches. And another friend of mine, I got so sleepy and I would have to go lay down. And I literally had a dream. I saw these sparks in my body starting lighting up and something about central bone death or something. My body wasn't regenerating and it kicked in again. And I would get for a couple of weeks, I was like a just exhausted, had to go sleep. Like I was really regenerating from inside, creating these stem cells. And so I can relate to her being really sleepy and needing to go lay down for an hour or two every day.
Added glutathione, and she said she feel amazing with glutathione and X39 together. And then she started to have less pain and less dizziness, because she was scared. Half year ago, I was thinking to take caretaker for her because she was not able to function. And when things improve, it was really going actually quite fast because she has very strong energy and will to live, but she was trapped in the pain. And then when the dizziness gone, she started to go out, meeting her friends or going to town, because she was not afraid anymore that she get dizzy and fall down and break her hip or something. And then she got more energy, she started to order things. Every day we were in contact and she said, you know, I found this and I have to order this. And that was really dirty. What I've been doing all this time in my flat. It was really like, wow, you know, miracles. And sometimes I've been really crying because I was like, wow. It's all.
You know what I think is so fabulous, Anna, that you're sitting here sharing this about your mother. And she's behind you with the biggest grin on her face. I know she knows a little bit of what you're saying. And it is just so beautiful to sit there because she's just living through it while you're talking about it. And it's very obvious that she feels so amazing. I do have a quick question before we move on to you. How about like her symptoms for her Lyme? Have they lessened? Are they less often? Like, or have we even noticed anything lately?
Well, the symptoms she had was always pain. Okay. Pain in the joints. And she has much less pain. So to finish off, she said she has much more energy and the pain is like 50% less than a half year ago before she started. And she described this as like far away in the third room.
Wow.
All right. So another wonderful story. And people just seem to just improve more and more from the stories that I see. And the LifeWave information here is not meant to diagnose, treat, cure any diseases. Please speak with your medical advisors before starting anything. It's just information and sharing of personal experiences here. So this was what I wanted to share a little bit of today. And this was about how our language has been changed. And you should really start becoming conscious of the things you say and what you speak, because Honeybee Me here is saying that it has been psyoped.
Already out there. There's only one thing in this tune-in that was new to me, new news. So I recorded it, and I'm going to do this the lazy way, and I'm just going to play it, okay? So,
Is that what you said, doesn't Eva?
Yeah.
Are you paying for Netflix?
Oh, no.
Disney Plus and Bridge?
That's so obnoxious. Are you paying for Netflix?
La, 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 la.
Oh, so sorry.
Oh, perfect.
That's my
example.
Okay. I think this is the right one. Let's see.
All of our language is corrupted. It all comes from the same source. Different twists. Different adjustments. All done with mathematical precision. To create a reality that doesn't exist for us, but we're actually bringing it into existence. It's meant to bring in the ugly, the scary, and the heinous into the general lives of the people every day. It took them years to come up with the English language, which is the worst by far. But they've been practicing magic and spells for years. Endless years. And that's why we call it spelling. There's something to do with the resonance of it that brings in color and frequency. It's almost like some kind of light activation going on. So electricity going through the air. And this is how they've used our power against us all this time. With words and spells. The thing that they don't want us to know is that magic is real. And it can be used for good. So they've made it make believe when actually they've been using it all along. This is the biggest part or the most important thing that we have to learn.
Okay, so that's the tune in. And I always record those for the group now. I used to write them, and now I'm too lazy, so I just record as I'm tuning in. The most important thing was how they actually use the power that we have against us so that we're actually creating a reality that is not good for us. Not that they're doing it anymore. So the bad guys don't really have control over any of that anymore. But the programming is still there.
Yeah, it's become a beast of its own because we're all programmed to speak that way.
We all use it.
So they don't need to do much anymore.
Right. Yeah. So
they built it and now it just runs on its own.
Okay, right. Send me it.
Okay, and so I wanted to comment about this. I was speaking to a friend of mine and she said how Rush Limbaugh, I never really listened to him, but that he would always say, this makes me sick. What, you know, he was broadcasting and speaking about, and, you know, it really was affecting him. And then he got really sick. And so we really have to start listening to what we're saying and start becoming conscious of these words that also have been inverted, bad words appearing to be good words and good words appearing to be bad words. So we're coming to the end of the show here. I will be seeing you guys next Tuesday. Tuesday between 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time here on revolution.radio, freedomslips.com. Please support freedomslips.com. Censor-free life. Broadcasting is everything. It's everything now. So please support Freedom Slips Revolution Radio. All right, let's get back to this. And if you want to check out the LifeWave, start x39now.com for information, and then stemcellactivation.net to order, and send me an email, quantumliving777@gmail.com, and if you need my help. All right, blessings.
You know, when it talks about they created the English language for these reasons, I mean, and we were divided by all kinds of things, by race, by geographic location, by languages. So where, what came first, chicken or the egg? I mean, what kind of language came first? You know what I'm saying?
I feel like the English language was around before they really did the huge divisions. So before they created slavery, before they repopulated. So the English language came before that.
Of course, they made sure that it's become the unit.
All right. You can check out Honey Be Me on Rumble if you want to finish that out. And this is Feather signing out.
Natural law. Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crip Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crip Rick's iPhone banker. Welcome to the crypt.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Don't miss the Crip Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B,